The Haines Public Safety Commission wants to help the Clickeny Valley Fire Department fix a low insurance rating. And Haines artist John Svensson creates his first solo mosaic for the Fort Seward Interpretive Project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Haines Public Safety Commission on Monday tried to come up with ways to boost the rating of the Clickeny Valley Fire Department. The fire department's score was downgraded to a 10, the lowest possible rating. The result is higher fire insurance rates for residents living in Fire District 3. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The rating given by the Insurance Services Office is based on things like access to water, equipment, and the number of trained volunteers. Those are all areas the Clickeny Department is struggling with. The downgrade happened 2 years ago, but residents were only made aware in recent months when insurance rates shot up. In a letter sent to the borough and the Public Safety Commission in August, highway residents Rich and Judy Tolles asked the borough and commission to address the problem. Mardell Gunn, who lives at 38.5 Mile, also sent a letter asking what can be done to bring dependable fire service to highway residents. Commission Chair Jim Stanford said at the meeting that they need to reestablish water sources and energize locals to get trained and volunteer.
Clickeny Valley was an 8. They went to a 10, which is the worst. Which effectively means they have very minimal capabilities of fighting a fire. How do we figure out how to deal with this situation but without making it look as if we're complaining about the volunteers? You know, I mean, it's a tough situation.
If Upper Valley residents had to rely on fire trucks from Haines rather than the Clickeny Department, it could mean the difference between losing their home or not. Residents in the Highway Fire Service area pay a mill rate of 0.90, which equates to $90 in taxes for every $100,000 in property value. According to the borough, that means about $32,000 a year is paid for fire services. Additional money was included in the borough's FY16 budget to the tune of about $45,000 to help pay for needed equipment. As for training, local firefighter and instructor Jen Walsh said the last time the needed level of instruction was offered in Haines was 2004. She said she's been pushing for the course to happen again.
A lot of our firefighters in town are incredibly excited to take Firefighter 1. They want it to happen. And I have sent a budget to the fire chief and it outlined the cost.
Walsh said between the firefighter training and the prerequisites, the course winds up being about 220 hours. But she added that's something that can be stretched over nights and weekends.
And I think that you're going to see a spike in people joining the fire department when they know that they have the tools.
Borough Manager Dave Sosa said it would be most helpful for the commission to meet with the Clickeny Fire Department's Board of Trustees. The board is made up of Robert Venables, Jerry Lapp, and former Clickeny Fire Chief Sean McLaughlin. The commission passed a motion to meet with current Clickeny Fire Chief Robert Clay and the Board of Trustees to get more information on the situation and come up with a plan. The commission then discussed the next step in hiring a new police chief. Interim Chief Robert Griffiths was hired in April and is leaving next week. So far, the borough is still deciding how to go about hiring for that position. The commission discussed the merits of employing an outside firm to help in the candidate search. Four firms are on the borough's radar for the task. The other option is that borough staff would take on the lengthy process and save the approximately $20,000 it would cost to hire a company. If a firm is hired, they could look for a new manager at the same time, saving the borough some money with a two-for-one deal. Here's Sosa.
Then there are additional costs associated with bringing candidates up and conducting the interviews. The process applied by each of them is very similar. What they will typically do is visit the community. They will interview stakeholders associated with it.
Sosa said stakeholders include elected officials, the Public Safety Commission, and members of the general public. After finding out what the community is looking for, the hired firm would make a profile of Haines and conduct the initial interviews to narrow down the field of applicants.
And then based on their knowledge of having visited the community, they would take their pool of applicants and narrow that down to possibly 10. And then those would be reviewed by panels from the community, a selection committee, and it would be narrowed down to the number of individuals that the community is interested in interviewing.
From there, the results of the interview would be discussed among members of the selection committee, and finally, an offer made to the best candidate. The commission raised the concerns of who will help with the hiring once Sosa himself is gone. His last day as manager is December 4th. Stanford called the upcoming weeks a period of chaos as the borough works to hire a new police chief and a new manager. The commission voted 4-1 in favor of using a consulting firm to find Haines' next police chief. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Haines artist John Svensson has painted watercolors for years, but more recently he started working on mosaics with his wife and fellow artist Sharon. Now he's working on his first solo mosaic for the Fort Seward Interpretive Project. It's inspired by a historical photograph of a boat that used to tie up at Port Chilkoot. The Alaska Arts Confluence's outdoor art project involves more than a dozen local artists. KHNS talked to Svensson about how his piece is developing.
Mosaic was a given. It's glass, it won't fade, and it is resistant to weather. It shines, and it's colorful, so it brings people into it. This is a stone wall. I really wanted to bring, you know, the visuals into it. Like, when someone walks by, they're not going to miss it. And I chose one of the boats that used to tie up at the dock, and I wanted to do it in sepia tones because I wanted it to look like an old photo. I've decided to not stay in sepia tones. It's sort of boring, and that's what I didn't want to happen. So, well, it'll be sitting on the water with green and then a simple sky, as you can see in Radioland. It's coming together. And these pieces here I've just put in the kiln. I took out and Frit painted these, like powdered glass sprinkled over the boat color, and then fused that in, and that gives the impression of like little rust streaks and that kind of thing. And I'm using a boat to begin with because you're walking up from the dock, and from where I'm putting this, the boat's aiming uphill, and that'll lead people into the art park. So it's a directional thing, and also you can look right down the road and see the dock that it tied up.
So why did you want to participate in the Fort Seward project?
Well, I lived here so long, and I was here when the building burned down. It's one of those things where we're a part of that whole system, the community. We're all kind of family, this whole Port Chilkoot thing, and you know, everybody that's working in there has been around for 30 years, and we couldn't be left out of that. Mm-hmm. The whole idea, the concept is a blast, and to have something that you made in the town you live in, you know, that's on display. Oh, and tickle pink. I think it'll be fun. I really can't wait to get the skyline going. The mountains and the skyline, that'll make the boat pop forward. Right now it's a floating boat on a white background, and it's just hard to imagine. If we start getting this kind of, you know, this kind of glass butting up against the, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to use. You know, this could be the sky color. I don't know. It's magic, really. And this kind of thing never fades. This will be good for, in theory, timeless. It's all kind of like a medical experiments with me at this point. Like, this will be the most outside thing we've ever done. But I give it a long lifespan, unless some, you know, wacko gets at it with a sledgehammer, and then we're all doomed. But it evolves the way as you're building them, they just happen. When you start laying glass down, as like I mentioned, it got boring. You know, so I needed to, and we do that with everything we do. It gets crazier than the initial proposals. Once you get it to the point where you can really see what happened, and hopefully that isn't when you want to alter anything, it's exciting. It feels great.
So we'll do another cut.
That was artist John Svensson working on his mosaic for the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden. You can see photos of his work and other artist profiles at khns.org. And coming up in KHNS News during Lynn Connell Morning tomorrow.
It's terrible. I mean, it's not the way that I've ever done business. And my wife drives on these roads. I drive on these roads.
Haines DOT maintenance foreman talks about the impact of budget cuts on snow plowing this past weekend. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.